Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
Strange Creatures on the Agenda with Aaron Deese. And, of course, he's written a book and there's a movie about all this stuff. So this is where you can explore all the things that he's done. All right? The Texas Dogman Triangle is the book, by the way. Then there's a movie that's available on YouTube, The Dogman Triangle, and then something called Tubi TV, which I've dimly heard about. What is Tubi TV? Except to be a TV.
That may be where they got the name. My understanding is that it is a streaming service that is ad-supported, so you can watch it on Tubi with ads. You can also get it on Amazon Video in standard or high def for rent or purchase. If you'd like a Blu-ray or DVD, that is shop.smalltownmonsters.com.
See? We don't even send the bill for that. Do you have a plan after this where to do more work on this subject? So you have this movie, you have this book. Is there going to be a sequel, or do you jump into another subject?
Yeah, so there are no official plans for a sequel. I do have a folder on my desktop titled Texas Dogman Triangle 2 Space Question Mark. And that's where, you know, anything I've picked up or come across since the book came out, everything's going in that folder. So, and that's kind of how the first book started, just putting everything in one place and seeing how it comes together. So we'll go from there. But no official plans. The Hey Strangeness podcast is my personal project. That is still ongoing. We actually do have a membership program now, which I won't spend a bunch of time talking about, but that's where a lot of my research notes and detailed information is going, just because I haven't found another appropriate place to share it. So that's going on. And then I post updates very regularly on our Instagram, which is just hey_strangeness. And that I like to use as kind of an update, sort of a stock ticker, if you will, of whatever's going on or whatever we're working on currently. Regarding the Dogman phenomena, I am looking at other states, in the process of contacting witnesses outside the Texas area. And that is going to be an ongoing project. But again, nothing that's, you know, materialized in the physical world yet.
Uh-huh. Yes. Good to hear all the stuff that you're doing there. Keep yourself busy. Speaking of Instagram, are you also going to put up an account on the Sister or Brother Service Threads?
You know, I don't know. I don't like Twitter. I was not a Twitter fan. I don't like Reddit. You know, it's just too much feedback all at once. Same with TikTok, just too much noise. So I don't know if I want to add another social platform to my daily routine. So that's kind of where I'm at right now. If enough of the community moves over there and there's, you know, viable conversation happening, then yeah, I'll show up. But I'll probably be a late adopter, man, because I have a hard enough time keeping up with Instagram.
I do very little Instagram, but I did set up an account with Threads, mostly because it's similar to Twitter. That's the point of it. What's interesting, though, is that in a few days, they bring this out, and suddenly, it is, what, a high percentage of what Twitter is after, you know, 12,000 years.
Yeah, and it's just... It's one of those environments where things move so quickly, you know, and that's the world we live in. You know, the world moves at the speed of information. I totally get that. But it's just, I'll try to keep up with the thread, even just as a spectator, you know, not commenting on it. And it's overwhelming. I get to where I just don't want to do it. So that's probably where I'm at with threads.
What do your friends think of you? Are you the crazy guy who chases after Wolfman?
Yes, I have for the last 2 years been saying very loudly in pretty much any environment where I could do so that werewolves are real. And my friends and coworkers were aware of my interest in this stuff because I talked about it all the time. They knew that I had the podcast. So, you know, it wasn't a secret when I started you know, when I could finally share that, yeah, I got a book deal and all this stuff. But it is, and no one was ever like critical or like, okay, whatever, you're an idiot for spending time on this. But there is that feeling of like, look, guys, no, look, this is the thing, you know, now that the book and the movie is out, it's validating to be like, no, all those times I said werewolves are real, maybe I was right. I don't know. There's a movie now. So, yeah, I'm very vocal about it. I carry business cards to every family function. I haven't been asked not to yet, so continue doing that for the time being.
Sam,
have you run across any cases where you know that it would be so good if you could just, you know, get the person to talk, but the person just refuses to say anything about their experience?
I have been fortunate in that the witnesses who have been, you know, sent my way or who I've encountered have been willing to talk. And usually that's because they had spoken to one of my colleagues or, you know, shared something online. So that initial barrier was broken. There was a case where I very, very much wanted to visit this location. And it was, we were hoping to have it in the documentary to actually go and do field research and look at some of these strange footprints and claw marks that he was sending me pictures of. But the gentleman was concerned with safety. Whether that was safety from people sneaking onto his property at night once the location got out, you know, because that's a thing we have to worry about, or whether it's safety from having an encounter with one of these wolf creatures, you know, I got the impression that it was a little bit of both. But unfortunately, we just weren't able to go out there. But no, sorry to answer your question. I was fortunate. No, everyone I spoke to was willing to share their story and seemed relieved that they had a place to share it, that it was going to be contrasted with similar encounters. Yeah.
It makes you wonder, though, very much like UFO sightings, is what Gene was referring to earlier, how many cases are out there that nobody will ever learn about because the witness is reluctant to say anything?
That's such a good point. And that's one of the things that I'm hoping this you know, book and this movie will do, is that, again, point out to people, you're not the only person that's seen something like this. There is more out there. And again, not all the dogman sightings in Texas are inside this triangle. And maybe at one point, you know, if we're lucky, the triangle is not going to make sense anymore. We're going to get so much reported activity that we're going to need an octagon or a rhombus or another weird shape. You know, we don't have to keep this triangle. This is just to get the idea out there, to get people talking about it. So, you know, hopefully that's what happens. That's very much my hope. In a fun twist on that, all of the stories that I've had relayed to me since the publication of the book, which I'm up to four at this point, are inside the Dogman Triangle. They are adjacent to some of these other sightings. So what that means, I couldn't begin to tell you.
Do you think that a lot of these sightings within the triangle are taking place because they tend to center around larger population areas?
I do think there's something to that, and that's another thing you can kind of apply to other paranormal inquiries or areas of paranormal research, is that, well, yeah, these things are being seen in these areas because there are people there to see them. What's interesting about them is that they're not necessarily taking place in these urban areas as they are so much adjacent to them. When we profile the locations where they're actually happening, they're rural, undeveloped stretches. National parks and private ranch land seem to come up a lot. They're near water sources. They're near woods and trees. Heavy populations of white-tailed deer, which we have all over the state, you know, everywhere. So while they are clustered around urban areas where there are a lot of people, they seem to be taking place in these outlying towns where there aren't as many people. So we could, you know, speculate that, well, these towns are in these places in some cases because of these larger cities. Big cities inevitably breed smaller communities around them, and that's why they're being seen here. But because they're taking place in these isolated rural areas, I'm hopeful that we start to get more data from more places like that in Texas, be they inside or outside the triangle. You know, 'cause this is a huge state, 268,000 some odd square miles. You're talking about vast stretches of land where in some places people have never walked, probably for hundreds of years. So it's another deep rabbit hole. Yeah.
Well, speaking of that rabbit hole, you explained very much there why there could be unknown creatures walking about or lumbering about, whatever it is, and we won't see them because there are so many areas on the surface of this planet we've yet to explore. Aaron, Gene, Tim, you're in.
The Paracast.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on the special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, R-O-C-K-O-I-D-S.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
I mean, even in areas that were explored, things can happen. I remember my first wife and I lived in Tuscumbia, Alabama. And I don't know if you ever heard of the place. It's kind of like Northwest Alabama. But it's near Muscle Shoals, next town over. Muscle Shoals, where they made all those famous blues and rock music at these Muscle Shoals Sound Studios. In any case, so the radio station I was working at was on a country road, two-lane country road, paved. And one night we drove there just to kind of get away from the house. And after a few minutes, I was frightened as you know what. And I couldn't wait to find a place to make a U-turn and get out of there. Never explained it. It never happened again. Now, I have to say the manager at the radio station was a pretty frightening guy. For other reasons. He was the kind of guy who I thought, if he didn't like the way I presented a commercial, he would take out the gun. He was that kind of person. I thought he had the guns. I never saw the guns. But I thought he had it. But it was also strange that his co-owner, who remained friends of ours for many years, was a minister. So put that combination together. So I just think there are lots of places around the world that are not explored at all ever, or seldom explored, where creatures can be living and we'll never know except for an occasional sighting. It kind of makes sense, though I'd like to see some evidence.
Yeah, I agree with you. And that's kind of where we run into the difficult part of this, is where is the physical evidence? And there's rumors that we have these things on video and that, oh, the government knows about it and it's a cover up, which again takes you down a whole another line of speculation, because you're like, oh, well, if it is a cover up, if it is a conspiracy, would we know about it? So it's become so circular. You kind of end up chasing your tail on some of it.
Well, when it comes to what the government knows, we think in terms of UFOs. The government knows the truth. They know that E.T. is here. But they won't tell us unless we say it the right way, or we beg, or we get congressional hearings, which have no value. Even the current UFO, UAP program, nothing's come out of it except to say, well, there's no evidence that UFOs have an off-world origin. We don't have any crashed spaceships. They've been saying that for 60 years or 70 years, so there's no difference, nothing new. But here's the problem in this day and age. Now, back in 1947, when we first started seeing UFOs, if the government says something, we kind of sort of believe it, except about UFOs, because they're keeping it a big dark secret, okay? Or the JFK assassination, they're keeping a deep dark secret. 9/11, some people believe that. Okay, so we believe the government except when we disbelieve them about certain conspiracies. And now if tomorrow the president of the United States, and currently it's a guy named Biden, comes up there and goes on TV and says, fellow Americans, here's the truth about UAPs in so many words, and it's extraterrestrials. Comes on there and says it, prime time address. What's going to happen? What's going to happen is half the population will say, this old demented guy is not even president. Right? That's half the population. Others might believe it, but then others who don't believe anything the government says are going to disbelieve, because how could you say at one point the government lies to you, and if they tell you something, why should you believe them?
Yeah, and that's kind of why I don't examine the government conspiracy angle too much, because it spirals. It just keeps going and going and going. And we are reaching a point where the government is disclosing more about paranormal phenomena, particularly UFOs and UAPs. I don't expect to have a congressional hearing on werewolves anytime soon. So as far as credibility and people accepting it as a phenomena, you know, I think it takes first that vested interest of wanting to understand, and then it takes looking at the research and looking at the records and the eyewitness encounters to get an idea of what the spectrum of this phenomena looks like. Yeah.
I think the long and short is, don't expect anybody's government to say anything, unless there's some political advantage. Like, for example, if Putin knew the truth about UFOs and he wants to gain one-upsmanship in the world, he'd say something, possibly, as a military advantage. Well, we've got a crash UFO, we're reverse engineering it, give up Ukraine, or something like that. China might do the same thing. Well, we'll sell it to you. We'll sell you the technology we've reverse engineered from UFOs. Give us enough money, and we get the intellectual property rights. Iran, I don't know. But you see the point. If there's a political advantage, someone may take it, But a, shall we say, mainstream country like the U.S., U.K., whatever, they're not going to say anything unless they have to be dragged kicking or screaming, or there's some immediate reason, a threat, whatever, that they have to say something.
Yeah, and that's, I think that's what we're looking at right now with the UFO stuff, is that all these documents are coming out, this evidence is coming to light. You've got, you know, the David Gersh stuff that's just been going on for the last few weeks here. So you really do kind of have this situation where they can start disclosing things and getting out in front of some stuff, or God knows what else is going to come to light, and it's going to be like, okay, what are you going to do now? So, yeah, well, don't know if we're ever going to get there with the Dog Man stuff, but we'll see.
Well, you see, things like strange creatures are more extreme. Ghosts, strange creatures. But you think UFOs, okay, there are other planets out there. Some might have life. It makes sense, whether you believe it or not, that some may want to pay us a visit. Purely logical, and it's within the realm of scientific truth. Therefore, they could say it and you would accept it. Or they would consider it and you would accept it, except when you disbelieve the government. When it comes to things like dogmen, Bigfoot, the Loch Ness Monster, whatever it is, that's way out of their radar. That's not a national threat, unless you have a million dogmen attacking us.
Like the movie script. Yeah, yeah. But no, you're absolutely right. Like, it's not something that is really of public interest. It's not something that poses a threat or is going to disrupt the economy if it turns out werewolves are real. So why even go there? Yeah.
Well, of course, we want to hunt them and kill them. How much money can we get for a dead werewolf? I mean, that sounds kind of grisly, but you know that's something that will happen. I mean, rare animals are being shot down now to get their skins or to put up their heads on a stick or something, whatever it is. We do that now. So if there's a werewolf that we can get a hold of, some people will get their rifles out there or their AR-15s or whatever.
Yeah, if we can monetize it, that's a whole another story. Yeah.
So we will sell werewolves as slaves or as pets. Okay? I mean, you have a lot of weird pets out there. I think a rattlesnake's a pretty weird pet. Now, rattlesnake lovers will think I'm crazy. But, you know, I go for the dogs and the cats and the pet fish and the birds and things like that, especially dogs. I'm a big dog kind of person, as our listeners know. I don't become a dog. Let's just, you know, separate that. But I don't know about pet werewolves and things. We've got more to come. This is getting crazy. With Aaron, Gene, and Tim, you're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.
USA News Update. This week, the number of unaccompanied illegal immigrant children apprehended or placed into U.S. Customs and Border Protection custody went up from 194 to 348, a rise of 79% in just days. So far this year, CBP has had just over 91,000 encounters with unaccompanied minors at the southern border. A brutal heat wave is continuing to affect millions of Americans from the West Coast to the Gulf Coast. The National Weather Service issuing heat warnings and advisories for at least 80 million people over the weekend. All eyes are on Death Valley, California, where Sunday's forecasted high could top 130 degrees. President Biden has nothing on his public schedule for today. The President and First Lady spending the weekend at Camp David. Tim Berg, USA News.
Remember what you were doing 4 years ago at this very moment, and how much everything changed a year later. We don't live just anywhere. We live on a crowded island with daily news headlines that make our ancestors spin in their graves. And we all know that tougher days lie ahead. So the real question is, do you have a proper supply of emergency food on hand? If not, now's the time to get some, while things are still relatively calm. The company most Americans choose is My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to get yourself a 1 week supply of emergency food. It comes in a nifty ammo can that's loaded with delicious meals you'll love. No skimping with these meals, as you'll get 2,000 calories per day. You'll like the special $30 savings available this week only on this 1 week supply of emergency food, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, this is James Fox, director of The Phenomenon and Moment of Contact. You're listening to The Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
But certainly what you said earlier, Aaron Deese, about exploiting something, that will certainly be done. It's not just like writing a book or doing a documentary. You have to be paid for your work. It is, if we get a hold of who and what they are, we find a way to take advantage of it.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's, again, something we see all throughout the paranormal world. We have people who will make up a story to jump on a bandwagon and sell a book or be featured on TV. So, again, the Dogman phenomena is, I guess you could call it burgeoning. I don't know if we've quite reached that point with it, but there is that potential. There is that danger.
Now, in doing your show, do you just talk about things or bring on guests or what?
Yeah, it's kind of a variety. We do research-intensive episodes, which are myself and Sarah picking apart a topic and, you know, looking at the historical background, the plausibility, just kind of a general inquiry into whatever the topic is. And we try to keep it light and loose. You know, we try to have fun with it and not take ourselves too seriously. But then we do interview shows that I file under what I like to call strange conversations, where we'll bring a guest on and actually get into either a particular topic or, depending on who that person is, if they're another creator, artist, we'll talk about their work and their background and their influences. So it's kind of a 50-50 research show, 50-50 interview show. And then we'll have episodes that bleed over and kind of intermix those two ideas, sort of depending on the format. So, yeah.
I assume available on podcasts and all the usual channels?
Yes. Hey Strangeness is on all those podcast platforms, except that one that went away recently, or is going away, whatever the deal with that is. But yeah, Spotify, Apple, and all that fun stuff.
The one that's going away is Stitcher. Okay.
Yes.
That one's going away,
yes,
as of August.
That's the one.
Of 2023. But they're owned by SiriusXM, which also owns Pandora. So the suggestion, obviously, if you're want to leave Stitcher, go to Pandora. I understand they have boxes for nuts. That's not right. You see? Well, okay, we're getting very punny here. We're getting very punny here. We've got to stop it because we're exploring weird, weird subjects. What would you do, Aaron, if you and your wife ran into a creature?
I like to think I would, you know, document it as well as possible, either take out the camera or the notebook, whichever I have on hand. I like to think I would be calm and collected and, you know, give a detailed report of what I saw. But I'm also a person, so there's a fair chance that I would just panic and lock up and you know, not be able to do anything like some of these witnesses described. So probably have to be there, you know, before I'd know.
So it's possible after reporting all this that you would go in the other direction when you see it, especially if it's menacing. And, of course, it has to be considered dangerous if you could shoot it. Now, I don't know if you have any weapons or not, but as you said, being from Texas, you were born with one. It just kind of comes out of your hand. It grows out of your hand, right? That's a horror film. Imagine if you're born and out of your hand comes a .45.
I'm sure there is a horror movie about that. Yeah, there we go. Videodrome.
Videodrome, right.
Attack of the Killer 45s. You know, it's like an insect movie. Or more like the Replicators, the characters in Stargate SG-1, where they're these little mechanisms that reproduce themselves and have spidery kind of legs made in metal. Do any of you remember the Replicators on Stargate SG-1? Aaron, Tim?
Was never a huge Stargate fan. Unfortunately.
Yeah, but Stargate's such an elegant way to travel. You walk into this watery mist, and you're in another galaxy.
Well, maybe that's how the dogmen are getting here.
What'd you say?
I said maybe that's how the dogmen are getting here.
Well, you think about traveling anywhere, like one of our listeners lives in Belfast, Northern Ireland. I am near Phoenix, Arizona. It's about a 15-hour plane trip, and that's if you get a schedule that's pretty short, 15 hours. Now, imagine going into the Stargate, and now you're in Belfast, or Honolulu, or Saturn or something. I mean, it's great. But not to anybody else. You see that? Crickets. As soon as I mentioned Stargates, crickets. The other day I got to see them again. They're on Amazon Prime, all the episodes, because Amazon bought out MGM, which is the studio that produced Stargate, the original movie, and Stargate SG-1, Atlantis, and Universe, all that stuff. And so every so often I watch some of the episodes. It's a lot of fun. But you two don't care about that. But wouldn't you like an instantaneous way to transport yourself from one planet to another?
I absolutely would. Yeah. And, you know, I was just kind of picking this apart and thinking about it. But, you know, one of the theories is that these dogman creatures could be interdimensional, spectral things that are jumping through portals, you know, like some people theorize about Sasquatch. So maybe they're Stargates. Hey, I don't know. Can't rule it out.
Think about this guy, the whistleblower from the Pentagon, David Grush. Now, he's talking about interdimensional UFOs and such.
Yeah, he's bringing to light or talking about a whole plethora of stuff that if even one of these things is true, you know, it changes the great majority of what we know about reality. So I think it's going to be, I think for a few years we're going to be trying to figure out what's going on there. We'll see, you know, what hearings come as a result of it or what other documents are made public. But, man, that's a whole thing. I actually got an interview scheduled with a panel to pick that apart because it's just too much for me on my own. Like, that's a big one.
Well, we're going to have Kevin D. Randall on the PowerCast probably before the end of July. Is that right, Tim?
Let's see, early August.
Oh, early August.
That is awesome. Okay. I have several of his books. That is awesome.
Well, Kevin is somebody I've known for 1,000 years, and he's always good, very outspoken, and he doesn't believe this whistleblower much at all, because he points out that through the history of the UFO field, there have been many, many so-called whistleblowers. I mean, some are those in connection with the Roswell case where a number were apparently telling the truth, consistent stories. Others were apparently just making it up. Then we have the case of Bob Lazar. I think that guy's might have had something happen, but I also think the guy may have just been a faker who had some low-level job at Area 51 and decided to use it to parlay himself into a career. I don't know. I know George Knapp, who's a Las Vegas broadcaster, has been very favorably impressed by him, but I don't know. We try to get Bob Lazar on the show, but he doesn't do interviews anymore. In fact, Tim might know this, I actually had one listener who said to me he'd pay me a lot of money, and I won't mention the amount because I don't believe it, if we got Lazar on the show. And I said, I'll tell you what, let's split the difference and you get him on the show and we'll take him. I think he ran away after that. But
that seems very reasonable. Yeah,
it does, yeah.
Right, well, I would do that. He said what I should do is offer to pay Lazar money. But we don't pay people to be on the show at all. So if you thought that we were going to get a check, Aaron, you're on the wrong show. But seriously speaking...
Oh, no. No.
We don't pay people to be on a show like this, as you don't either. We give them a chance to publicize whatever they do, because we're happy to have them on. Those who are really, really good guests deserve to be able to sell a few books. Because you don't do this without getting paid unless you have a lot of other money. I mean, you're going to work 2 years of your life, write a book, and there's no check for your efforts? I mean, you expect a doctor to be paid when he treats you. You expect a scientist to be paid when he invents something new. If you write a book about UFOs, you have to be paid. That's where it is. Aaron Deese, Tim Swartz, Gene Steinberg, cryptids, dogmen, werewolves, lots more to come. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hey, listeners. I want you to have the entire Paracast experience, so I'd like to tell you about After the Paracast. After the Paracast is an exclusive feature for subscribers to the Paracast Plus. With After the Paracast, you never know what's going to happen next. After the Paracast features color commentary, special interviews, and further conversations with Paracast guests. With Paracast Plus, you can download a very special enhanced version of the Paracast also. We do offer exclusive music, videos, and more features are coming. To get more info about subscribing, please visit theparacast.plus. Once again, theparacast.plus. Prices are just $1.50 a week, less than a cup of coffee at your local convenience store. Check out theparacast.plus to learn more about Paracast Plus.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the Legal Helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hi, my name is Richard Dolan. You're listening to the Paracast.
So Aaron Deese is with us talking about the weird world of the paranormal. And this is the final segment of the main show. He will be back for the After the Paracast podcast, available to subscribers of the Paracast Plus at the Paracast dot plus. Okay, let's continue, Aaron. After all this, all these possibilities, looking at strange creatures, we assume, based on what you said, you think all this phenomena is related to even UFOs?
I think it's a possibility. I do state in the documentary, and I still believe this, that there is more than one thing going on here. Too many of these stories have very striking things in common, such as the response of the witness, you know, or the appearance of the creature itself, that, you know, they're very similar to each other, so we talk about them in the same category. But then they sometimes branch off where it seems to be more like an animal, or it seems to be more spiritual or spectral. So I do think that there is more than one thing at play here, whether it's, you know, ghosts and demons or extra dimensional beings, which, you know, we don't know what those things are. Same with Bigfoot. We can't classify those. It's such a difficult question, but I don't think it's just a dog or just a UFO thing. I think there's more than one thing in the mix.
I remember this scene in Ghostbusters where, I think it was Bill Murray who said it, where the Sigourney Weaver character becomes this dog-like statue, and he makes this comment, okay, she's a dog. As only Bill Murray can say that.
Yeah, Bill Murray's just got that classic delivery. It's different when he says things.
Well, I was also hearing an interview with a guy who wrote the Ghostbusters song, Who Are You Going to Call Ghostbusters? Ray Parker Jr., who, by the way, is an amazing guitarist and a really top session musician. So he said he had to basically write this song in 2 days, the theme for Ghostbusters. Okay? And the problem is the producer or director says to him, you've got to include the word Ghostbusters in the song. But Ghostbusters doesn't rhyme with anything. How do you put that word Ghostbusters in song lyrics? And he says, finally one night, he's seen this commercial for one of these products, like a legal firm, call whatever, to deal with your accident complaints or something like that. And he thought, ah, who are you going to call? Because he saw the film and there's that segment there where they're doing a TV commercial. who are you going to call? And then the chorus says Ghostbusters. This way it doesn't have to rhyme with anything.
And the result is one of the most iconic songs of perhaps all time. Yeah.
As I said, I was really surprised to know so much about this guy because he's done a lot of interviews. And as I said, he's an amazing guitarist. He's been a session musician since he was a teenager. And, you know, being a singer-songwriter, too, is a plus. But it's interesting to see the background. He also seems like a really nice guy, that he bought a house for his parents with the money he made from being a musician. But his father couldn't even believe it because he didn't think that anybody could make money from being a musician. He was a working-class guy from Detroit. I think he might have worked for one of the automakers, whatever. And it took a while before they would sell their own home and accept that the new home that their rich musician son bought for them. It shows also that he's a pretty nice guy. Aaron, by the way, is a pretty nice guy, too, but he doesn't have enough money to buy people houses.
No, I don't. Not yet. We'll see.
If these books take off, maybe the movie version. Or a big producer will take your movie and give it major distribution.
You never
know. Then they'll take 98% for themselves.
Yeah, that's the problem.
That's one of the things here. Okay, we're getting to reality here. Possibly interdimensional or something like that. Possibly UFOs. So when we look at UFOs, we don't think in terms of other planets or Alpha Centauri or something. We think of the 19th dimension or something.
Man, that's one of those questions that it kind of depends on the case you look at and, you know, what your perspective on this stuff is. Because are UFOs from other planets? Are they secret bases here on Earth? You know, I don't know. It's easy for us to think, okay, these things come from other planets. That makes sense to us. We can see outer space. We know there are planets out there. But, you know, we don't know enough about other dimensions or other timelines to say whether or not these things could be something more exotic, even more exotic than coming from other planets. So, man, that's one of those things that keeps me up at night.
I was thinking a crazy pop culture reference about this. UFOs from other dimensions. And if you meet a spaceman, how do you get rid of him? You get him to say his name backwards. Now, I gathered neither Aaron nor Tim know the reference. Tim, you might. Character in the Superman comics, Mr. Yep. Mixes Piddalick.
Yep, and he got me at that one.
The M from the fifth dimension, who comes here and does mischief, and the way to get rid of him is to convince him to read or say his name backwards.
I'm remembering that from the Superman cartoons now when I was a kid. Yeah, maybe that's it. It could be it.
That's it. And he was also depicted in the Supergirl TV show with two different actors playing him, and also in Lois and Clark, The New Adventures of Superman, that character. So that was always a lot of fun there. Now, it's a lot of fun to speculate and continue to speculate about the reality of UFOs and cryptids and strange creatures. In this Texas triangle you've depicted, and we don't have a lot of time left, a lot of UFOs around there too?
Yeah, Texas is saturated in UFO sightings. And one of the things I wanted to do for the book that I just didn't have the time, you know, before publication to do was to sit down and cross-reference the areas where these sightings are taking place with UFO activity. But there's a lot. There's a lot. There's high-profile cases from, you know, kind of the same with Dogman. Going back several decades, you've got modern stuff. I've had local folks in San Antonio send me videos of strange things they caught in the sky. So, yeah, all over the state.
I remember a sighting probably 15 years ago or something like that, in Texas, near the Bush property. Do you remember that?
That's not one I'm familiar with. No.
So maybe what we'll do is I'll look it up, but we'll talk about it on the After the Paracast podcast. How about that, okay?
Ooh, that sounds fun.
Right, yeah. Okay. Now you see what's going to happen here. Gives people want to tune in and join that and continue the discussion. Had a lot of fun today talking with our guest, Aaron Deese, and he's got a lot to tell us about, and we'll have him on in the future again as he continues his research, because he's a young guy, so he's got many years to keep going. In fact, we can, you know, your son may be a paranormal investigator someday, you never know. So, Aaron, if listeners want to know more about the things that you're working on and the things you've done, where do they go?
Yeah, so my main website is heystrangeness.com. You can follow me on Instagram under the same name, hey_strangeness. And, of course, the Dogman Triangle, the film, and the book are both being published by Small Town Monsters. So keep an eye on Small Town Monsters anywhere they do anything, because it's all awesome stuff. But, yeah, you can find me. You can find me there fairly easily.
And, by the way, the sighting occurred in Stephenville, Texas in 2008.
Okay, that sounds a little more familiar. I'm not super versed on it, but I have seen Stephenville. So, yeah, that'll be one to get into.
We've got some work for him to look it up. He'll have it in his next book, you never know. By the way, you can find us now on Threads. We are the Paracast on Threads and Instagram, but we haven't used it a lot yet, but we'll get into it. And they won't throw us off like they might throw us off Twitter because I keep saying nasty things about Elon Musk. Like his Tesla Model 3, which I took a ride in when I was going by Uber to a hospital for some treatment, has the worst rear seat the Tesla Model 3 I've ever been in, and it's very uncomfortable. So Elon Musk is now going to throw the Paracast away from Twitter. You can also find us on Facebook, a Paracast fan club and a Paracast group. We offer branded merchandise at theparacast.shop, theparacast.shop. And if you want a special version of the show without the ads and everything like that, sign up for the Paracast Plus at theparacast.plus. We also feature the After the Paracast podcast, where we have extended interviews and surprises. Aaron Deese is going to be back on that one. For more information, go to theparacast.plus. Special deal. Use the coupon code UFO20, UFO20. You get a 20% discount on 5-year and lifetime memberships at the Paracast.plus. Aaron Deese, thanks for joining us this week on the Paracast.
Tim, Gene, thank you so much. I've been looking forward to this. I appreciate you having me.
Paracast, featuring Gene Steinberg, is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.